Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. So today we have a great show, but before we even go there, let me introduce my co-host, Ms. Kaylin Burke.
Yay! Hi everyone, and before we get started, it's now the month of December, so we have a new Hidden Gem promotion, and it is $100 towards your total venue rental if you let us know that you heard this on eClad Chat and just give us a call. And yeah, $100 off.
Yeah, that's
easy as that.
Yeah.
And if you missed last week's show, we had a great time with Amanda and Andrea of the Primrose Couture events. We called them the Gorgeous Jilja Sisters.
Yeah.
And they brought in this gorgeous display, a holiday display, and told us how to make, you know, an affordable holiday bar kind of setting. Which, you know, it was so great. It was glittery. It was fun.
Yeah, it was very girly and very luxurious.
No, definitely. And it was cool to hear about, you know, the big celeb events that they plan, how they got started. And, you know, the tutorial was great. So you can see it on our YouTube channel coming up soon. And also listen to that episode on Blog Talk Radio and all of our past episodes.
Okay. So on today's show, we have Chaitanya, because it's the second Wednesday of the month, and so every second Wednesday of every month we have Ask Chaitanya. It's a new series that we started, and we're actually really excited about it. And within the series, what we do is we talk everything fashion, style, both within the industry in terms of news, you know, and those type of things, and also outside of the industry, where it's just like, you know, what people are wearing, what to wear, what not to wear, that kind of thing. And so it's been 3.
This is our fourth time that Chaitanya is going to be on the show, but I think it's our third
Ask Chaitanya series. Okay.
Yes.
So we're 3 shows in. So if you've missed any of the previous ones, they were really, really cool. last time we talked about the Victoria's Secret. But behind the scenes, things that were going on behind the scenes at Victoria's Secret, as Chaitanya covered, you know, well, not covered, but she actually worked the show, and she was one of the stylists back there running around and making sure those lovely ladies look as good as they did when you guys watched last night. So anyway, I'm rambling as I usually do. I apologize in advance. But yes, we're going to have Chaitanya on today, and we're going to chat it up. And we're going to take a quick break, and then when we return, we'll have her here. But I just want to let you guys know that when we return, feel free to call in with any questions. We're accepting calls. Our number here is 516-453-9170. Again, it's 516-453-9170. And then you press 1 when you hear the prompt so that, you know, it'll blink on our on-air screen, and we'll know that you're there and you have a question for us. So we're going to just break for a few moments. Kaylin, I mean, what is it? I'm always the wrong 30 seconds.
Around a minute.
Okay, just about a minute, and then we'll return with Chaitanya Ami.
eClad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at eClad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Okay, so Shatanya is with us, as we said, and so we're so excited. We're always excited because, you know, she always has good things or, you know, informative things to bring for us and to tell us and to keep us, you know, stylish and all that stuff. But I think today's show is not going to just only be about being in style or being stylish. We're also going to talk about some, you know, I guess, business aspects of, like, what you do
right.
for listeners that are, you know, really interested in the
fashion industry.
Yeah, the fashion industry.
Yeah.
And we kind of came up with it last time because, like, you know, there was I don't remember exactly what the question was, but it was some sort of question that came up, you know, from
there was a caller that called in and she wanted to know about how would she become a celebrity wardrobe
right.
stylist. So I was just giving her little tips and stuff like that, you know, trying to help out people who are aspiring to be stylists or designers or, you know, people who want to get into the industry as far as a designer, different questions that they may have.
Mm-hmm.
As a designer, you know, sometimes you want to kind of get an inside idea of what the criteria is
right.
when you're, like, trying to promote your brand or launching your brand. Or so, like, if you have those type of questions in reference to you're a designer or, like, what are editors or what are stylists or celebrities looking for,
right.
you can give us a call and I can let you know.
Yeah. So, and so we thought it would be great because, you know, who better than someone that's in the industry and not just in the industry, but has been in the industry for such a long time. How many years would you kind of...
I've been in the fashion industry for about 10 years. I've been a freelance stylist, you know, working for myself full-time for 7 years.
Okay.
So, I've been...
So, that's expert level.
Yeah. So
I mean, you've done the grind, you've done all the work to get to where you are today.
Yes.
So, I mean, who else better to have sitting here talking to us about this stuff?
Right.
Okay, so we're going to kind of, like, make it a little fun. And so we have, like, these topics that, that you know, we came up with that you thought would be really cool. Yeah, today is...
It's
one of those days.
Yes. like starting with like the whole Ashitanya series, we kind of have different things that have come up, like trends
mm-hmm.
and different celebrity things that have happened,
mm-hmm.
and just want to, you know, talk about it, see your opinion on a few different things. So,
okay.
you know, starting off with the Victoria's Secret show.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
awesome.
I didn't get to see it. I know that Caitlin got to see a little piece of it, but you know, I didn't get to watch it. Although
mm-hmm.
we spoke, you know, in depth about it for the last show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, did you get a chance to watch it?
I did. I watched it last.
What was it like being on the other side now?
It was like so many things that I missed. It was like, oh my god, like. I was like, I didn't see that. I didn't see those people. Like, I didn't hear that song because it's like so much mayhem
mm-hmm.
going on in the back and you're chasing models and you're chasing down wings and it's just so many different things that's happening and like in the course of that day and to actually get those models, there's like, it's like a machine just going.
Yeah.
So many things going on. So watching the show last night was amazing. It was like, it was something new to me. Like,
yeah.
it's like, okay, like, I saw that, and I'm like, oh my god, it looks amazing on TV. And I'm like, you know, it was like I was at a different show, like watching another show. I was like, oh my god. But I really got to enjoy it. So that was the part that I really loved.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because you put so much into it, and it was like, you see it, and it's like, oh, that's pretty, that's pretty. But then when you get to really, like, relax
mm-hmm.
and really see mm-hmm. what your work looks like at the end of the day, it's just like, it was really joyous. It was the watching it and seeing the girls and all the different other parts that they show, like the fashion, the photo shoots that they
yeah.
do,
yeah.
and the fact that the Empire State Building had the Victoria's Secret colors for the night. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They didn't even mention that.
Oh, yeah.
So Gigi Hadid and I think her sister or cousin, I didn't catch who it was, but they went to see the Empire State Building, which lit up. Well, they changed their colors for the
last night.
Yeah,
it was
pink.
No.
Oh, the day
of
the show, the actual show, the actual show.
The day
okay.
of the actual show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Oh, that's fun though.
Right. So I was like, that was, you know, that was good. So it was really fun, like to really get to see like the boots and stuff, and like Brian Atwood really, really did his thing with the creation of the shoes for this show.
Yeah.
Like every year they Victoria's Secret always have different designers who create specially made shoes for their show.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was Brian Atwood, and he floored everyone. Like,
yeah.
These boots were amazing.
I gotta go check it out.
Yeah, they were like a lot of knee high, thigh
yeah,
high.
Really?
Like,
oh my God.
Crystals.
So,
yeah.
Yes, it was so amazing. So watching it was just like, it was so fun because, like, Adriana, just watching
yeah.
it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
No, I'm sure it's surreal because you're like, okay, dang, I was part of that. Like,
yeah,
I helped
yeah.
to make that what, like,
exactly.
So I can imagine that feeling.
And especially seeing The Weeknd perform, it was like, I watched him rehearse. So now I'm like, okay, now I get to see the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah, come together.
Right, exactly. And it's so funny because during rehearsals, they're not, the angels aren't really walking. They have like fillers, people that's actually, other people that's walking. So they actually get to see the models interact with
yeah.
the, with
the music and
yeah.
yeah.
And
that's
then
cool.
Selena Gomez performing and hearing the songs. It was amazing. It was really fun. I had fun.
Nice.
So it was good to see it on, you know, see it all come together. It's like so much goes on and so many months of purpose. Oh, let me get off that.
Okay, so we're going to jump into, you want to take this one or you want me to take it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, this is just like major news. It is, for whatever reason, but Kanye and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, gosh.
they had their baby, and it's a boy, and his name is Saint West. So I'm going to read something that we took off of E! News.
Mm-hmm.
So E! Reports that Kim and Kanye selected Saint because it refers to her son as being a blessing, especially because she had such a difficult pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did Kim and Kanye experience difficulty conceiving their child,
mm-hmm.
but Kim also had to undergo a painful procedure in her third trimester to turn the baby out of a breech
wow.
position.
Okay.
Kim has also been outspoken on her blogs about disliking being pregnant.
Right, okay.
So, you know, when she had the baby, there was like all, I don't know if you guys saw, like on Twitter, like
yeah.
everywhere, there was like, all, okay, she had her baby, there was no name.
Right. And I know they said that they were waiting,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, before they wanted to go ahead and name the baby.
Yeah.
So.
And then the name came, and then, so all social media kind of like blew up again, because now it's like all the jokes with, you know, South, because, you know, the initials are SW and NW because Northwest and same. Like, it was just hysterical, and I just thought it would be great for us to kind of just
mm-hmm.
rant, like, kind of talk about what
yeah.
that
I feel like a celebrity stylist, so I feel like, you know, you're around celebrities all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of, the other side, you do styling, but you also, like, interact with celebrities.
Right.
So it's kind
right.
of
exactly.
both things there. But it's funny because, like, I don't know if it was planned. Would you say it was planned?
I don't know. I feel like everything that they do is really calculated, but I don't
that's
know
true.
Them, so I can't. Even me saying that, making that statement,
yeah.
I mean,
we all basically kind of draw our own opinion from
right.
what we get, what like the snippets of their lives that we get from TV. So it's like we kind of like yeah. they plan that or
yeah.
stuff like that because we just take pieces of what we see and create a personality
yeah.
that we think. But I mean.
Probably was kind of close,
but you
know. Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I know, but I have yet to see anything that seems
not close.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, even like when they have like, you know, something crazy comes out that they supposedly don't want come out, it just turns into like a huge, you know.
It's either they know how to really spin a crazy situation,
mm-hmm.
or it's like it was like a planted situation. It's either or, but I mean, if they know how to really spin it, then okay. But it's just, sometimes it comes off as just like, you know.
Yeah.
It's just another one of those things. It's just
almost pretense.
Right.
Thing. Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I commend them for being as successful as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, we all aspire to, I mean, not
in that way.
We all aspire to Kardashian.
But no, we're like, no, that's.
Aspire to spin things around.
Kaylin. Oh my God! No, we don't aspire to be her, but we aspire to be successful.
Right.
And they've taken this whole reality thing.
Okay.
It's like
yeah.
they've created it. Like it's like an art form for them, and they've kind of mastered it. Out of all the other people that do it, I feel like they just do it the best.
Right, that's true. They definitely. I can definitely say that Kim has turned a bad situation into an amazing
mm-hmm.
situation because
sure.
she was, you know, barely known, and then now she's like a household name. And it's just like, okay, you know, let's run with it. You know, sometimes you do need a little bad publicity to get a little, because kind of like Paris Hilton, the same way.
Right.
No one really knew Paris. She was just a socialite, and then all of a sudden she just like skyrocketed. But I was always a big fan of Paris. Like, it's so funny. Even before the whole, you know, tape situation,
yeah.
I always loved her because I always loved her fashion.
I was just gonna say, what about? Okay, so
yes,
it was her
fashion,
style. Yeah,
yes, it was her style. She had such an amazing style, and I would just see her like at events or, you know, on red carpets and stuff. Just seeing her on TV before I even really knew, you know, who she was, or before she had the big following or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I love that girl. Like, I love that girl. And then when her tape came out, I was like,
okay.
I still love that girl.
Yeah.
She's just so fashionable. So I always loved her.
Yeah,
I still love her.
You know what? I've never quite paid attention. Maybe I will now. Just
no,
to kind of
she's
see how...
so fashionable. If you go way back, like, she was way before, you know, Kim was like the it girl
mm-hmm.
of fashion. Paris was always super duper like done.
Yeah.
She always looked amazing on the red carpet.
Oh.
Wherever she was, she was always done. Hair, everything done.
Every time you come, you bring a new perspective. It's like, oh, okay. So now I'm like, okay, I gotta go look into
that.
I really am. I wanna go see what.
I always loved her because she was always so fashionable. She was definitely like the fashion girl for me.
Yeah.
I loved her.
And like you said, like she had like her hair done, her makeup done, and
yes,
you were talking about that like
everything is done.
Last week, you know, completing your outfit, whether it's like with cosmetics or
mm-hmm.
anything. And Casey actually came across this article, and you can talk a little bit more about it, but it said that you should wear red lipstick all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you agree with that. You can tell her like the facts behind it.
Okay, so I suffer with old timers, so sometimes I forget where I find things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this was from Allure magazine. Okay. So so basically what they were saying, so there's this scientific study. It's just like a real thing.
Scientific.
Yeah.
It's scientific.
So there's this study that was done from various different, you know, I guess from different places, or, you know, and so they kind of compiled all these different studies and placed it into this article where it proves that wearing red lipstick really makes people notice you. I guess you come across to be more confident, and so people want to be around you. And it means that you have style and you're, you know, so there's like, I can go on and on and on.
Yeah, so it makes you look younger. The one funny one is you'll take more selfies.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's scientific, but.
No, it is, because what they did is that, you know, they sent out surveys and they were asking people, and that's how they can, there's like women that are wearing red lipstick, they take more selfies. So.
They do, because you first of all, so put on a red lip, you have to be confident, because that is bold. You do get more attention, but sometimes all the attention is not the good attention.
Mm.
Some people look good in red lipstick and some people don't.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
I look horrible in red lipstick.
Yeah.
I put on red lipstick one day and I was like, I don't know, maybe it was the hair color of my hair, or just I have really, really full lips, so maybe, you know.
Because you're wearing pink, but it's bright. Like, even with your eyeshadow, it's really, really pretty.
Thank you, but I look so old with the red lipstick. And some,
you know,
people, it washes them out.
Yeah, if you're really pale,
yeah,
the red is like overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, some people make them look older, but some people look amazing. The thing I would say about the red lipstick, you have to find the right red lipstick. Because I've seen people who, I used to be totally against red lipstick, but Taylor Swift looks amazing in red lipstick.
Yeah, she pulls that out.
She's one of those people that look amazing in it. And, you know, you just have to find the right one, because there's so many different variations of red lipstick. So if you find the right one, you could probably look really nice in it.
Yeah.
Like a deep red or a bright red. Just, it depends on your skin tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
The scientific fact.
And this one's like kind of, this is kind of scientific too. This
they
next should have
sent me the survey.
Yeah, right?
Because there's another survey, it's Tumblr, the blogging website, and they have a year in review where at the end of each year, they like compile all of the posts that got the most reblogs
mm-hmm.
and favorites and things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it helps people kind of see what were the biggest trends,
mm-hmm.
what everyone liked. And so the biggest trends that they came up with were grunge, which is like, you know, the flannels, the ripped jeans, the hipster, the high-waisted, and like the hats, and, you know, the like nerd glasses. They used to be nerd glasses, but now, like, you know.
I kind of like those.
The hipster trend.
That was cute. That was
really
cute.
And then the other ones were vintage,
mm-hmm.
boho,
vintage.
Pastels, and hippie.
Right.
So, you know, we wanted to see what you thought should keep staying as a trend in 2016.
Oh, wait, what should go?
Yeah, what should go?
Grunge definitely should stay. I love grunge.
Yeah.
I've always loved grunge. I have my leather.
Yeah, I have my holy, my
own. I love grunge.
I do too.
Grunge to me never goes. Vintage never goes. I think you can always do vintage.
And I wish, you know, for me, I feel like vintage, grunge, and boho, so all sort of kind
they
of marry, right?
Yes,
yeah.
They do. Because
okay.
You can always, like, throw vintage with grunge.
Yeah,
and throw
exactly.
Boho with, you know, with vintage. And so, like, because then you could do boho 70s, boho 60s, like, boho
yeah.
70s.
Yeah.
So, you know, those all kind of marry together. So those, I think, really should stay. Geek chic, it could kind of fade away.
Yeah.
It's cute, but it could kind of fade away. Unless you take geek chic and twist it with mod, like the whole mod type of look. What is it? Austin Powers, that whole type of style.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you did it like that, that's cute.
Actually.
So, that's really cute. I like that
it's
whole.
It's colorful
yeah.
and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's still fun. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. But definitely grunge, vintage, and boho can definitely stay with me.
Okay.
I
agree. The grunge is my favorite. Especially in New York, with street
yes.
style.
Yeah.
First of all, because with grunge, you can add your own twist to it. And that's all about how styling and fashion is and, you know, just showing your individuality and your personality. And this is what New York was always known for, people being individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like lately,
I agree.
We've lost
going,
it.
Yeah. I agree
we've
with where you're going.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I've noticed this over the years that a lot of us are, you know, going with the trends and going with what, you know, what everyone else is wearing and taking ideas from TV, which is good because that's why it's there. But as New Yorkers, we had our individuality.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And now we're like cookie cutters and
yeah.
it's like carbon copies just running around. So it's like, you know.
And then so it's like, what makes that different? Like, you know, what makes you different than the other person that's
no,
wearing
right.
it?
Right. And that's the thing. Even regardless of what state you are in, be an individual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to take ideas from, you know, from different places, from TV, magazines,
mm-hmm.
celebrities, and stuff like that. But definitely add your own twist to it. You know, you want to stand out and be different from everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to just blend and have the exact, because I've seen, you know, tragedies. Like, oh my God, like, at the Valentino event, Nikki Hilton and Tommy Hilfiger's wife came with the same exact
oh,
dress.
Oh, shut up.
Fashion nightmare.
They should fire, I mean, no, they should not fire anyone.
They should give them strict talking to.
Yeah.
Like,
talking.
Why did you send that same dress?
Exactly.
Same dress, like, that's like a nightmare. So it's like, okay, if you had your own individuality, you wouldn't have ended up with
yeah.
the same dress as someone else. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, the same, and they had to give each other a hug, and I was like, I know she's mortified. Like, how do you walk around the rest of the night?
I would have left.
Yeah, I was
yeah,
like, avoid the
like,
person.
Right, you have to avoid.
I would just leave. There's no, like, I mean, that's so, I would be, like, it takes a lot for me to be embarrassed because I'm an old lady, but, like, things, like, something like, maybe not embarrassed, but I would be, like, what the fudgesicle? Like,
it's kind of uncomfortable.
Right.
It is very uncomfortable
yeah.
because it's like, and it's like a standout dress. So it's not even like it was a
right.
little black dress and it could be the same dress. And no, it was the exact, it was like a boho 70s type of, you
wow.
know, type of dress. And it was just very standout.
Yeah.
I had a situation like that. Me and my sister, we went out to an event and her and another girl had on the same exact dress and they styled it almost similar. So it was just like,
oh.
So they just had to keep avoiding each other and just, it was just, it's funny. But that's, you don't want to
yeah.
show up with the same thing on. So
yeah. Like, it just has my brain going. I'm just like, I that's just such a mortifying situation.
It is, especially a big event like that
yeah.
that has so much press and things like that. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk holiday styles.
Okay. Christmas is in, what, 2 weeks?
Oh my
God. It like snuck up.
I feel like I blinked. It was just June and I blinked and we're in December.
Yeah.
I don't, but you know, you just have to go with the flow. That means you're busy, I guess, and you
yeah.
know, there's things going on.
Right.
Okay, so from online and magazines, we've seen people doing holiday style in two ways. The first, really flashy, with green lips.
I've seen lots of green lips.
I have not seen a green lip.
Okay, no, the second one, glitter roots. Have you seen this glitter roots trend?
No.
I have it on my computer. Look at this.
Like, people put glitter in their roots, and that's like the... like holiday, be all sparkly. No.
Is that up on Blog Talk?
That's not a good
one. No, I'll put it up there.
Yeah, oh my gosh. No. I did not even
Miley
know that existed.
Miley Cyrus started it, so kind of
really
caught on. So yeah, so that's like the one style, like you were saying, you know, like very flashy. And then, you know, sequins.
I mean, flashy.
Look at your scalp. I've never walked up on someone and said, oh my God, your scalp looks so amazing. Who was looking at your scalp? Like, why did you sit there and think to put glitter in your scalp? Who came up with this?
Apparently Miley Cyrus. Speechless.
Okay.
No words.
Miley is known for doing crazy off-the-top things. I blame the people who started doing
that. That's true. I agree, because it's for performance purposes.
She's a celebrity. She can do what she wants.
Yeah, and even if it's not, and when I say performance purposes, not because she's on a stage every day. I just mean like your whole life is what she's always.
One big performance.
Right.
She's like an entertainer. So right. It's like she's entertaining people just by doing kind of crazy stuff like that.
So you're supposed to laugh at it and not actually do it.
Right.
No, it's very strange. But like, you know, those are kind of the extreme versions, but like, you know, the holiday style, like a lot of people do like the sequins, big like fur coats and stuff.
Definitely.
But then some people are doing like a more like monochromatic, like Gigi had like a photo of her in all just tan, like tan.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, the tan dress, the tan jacket, the tan shoes. So those are like kind of very different styles.
Yeah,
so which one do you kind of think should be your holiday styles? They're both fat, besides the green lips and the glitter. Like, they both have their own.
Just before we even touch that, who is wearing green lips? I have not seen
it. Type it into Google.
People are wearing green lips.
Where? They don't have jobs.
They can't. the person with the glitter doesn't have a job either, unless she works late at night with glitter.
Okay. All right, back to Caitlin's question.
Yeah, so basically, you know, kind of what's your holiday look trend? Do you like the more plain? Do you like the more, like, dressing more spirited?
No,
first of all, for
holiday and for Christmas and stuff like that, you're going to parties, Christmas parties, office parties. I feel like this, go big or go home. So,
without the glitter, though.
Don't do the glitter. Don't do the glitter scouts. Don't do the glitter lips. Don't do that.
No.
That don't do. But
do
the furry jackets
yeah.
and the sequins, and even if you want to do the monochromatic like Gigi Hadid, that's, you know, be festive, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I'm all for the sequins pieces, the, you know, the fur pieces, big jewelry, lots of bling. Do it. Just have fun. Furry hats. Have fun with it.
I love furry hats.
Yeah,
I love
furry
hats,
furry scarves, furry jackets.
Yeah.
Just make it a white Christmas. Do a monochromatic all white fur. I don't know. Do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just have fun. Yep. Don't do the green lips. Okay.
Wow. Green lips. I'm still stuck on that. But okay. So moving forward. So what are the best fashionable winter, I guess, dresses, skirts, you know, attire that we can wear without being or looking bulky and
yeah, cause that's like the problem. People like with sweaters and coats. People think they look like puffy and
No, they don't think they do. Like I do.
And they do look puffy. Yeah.
This is what you do. If you like sweaters, get a. If your issue is looking more puffy, if you're a smaller person, you can wear the big plush sweaters.
You can get away with it.
Yeah, you get away with it and put on a lot of layers. But if you are more
Wobblicious.
Right.
What do you do?
Wear a smaller knit. Like a smaller...
And
like
then
the
you don't
shape.
Stay warm. What do?
Then you layer.
Okay.
So you put on a tighter knit sweater,
mm-hmm.
and then you throw on another tighter knit, like, over sweater.
Okay.
Okay, so do a turtleneck. A tight knit turtleneck. And then, like, the cardigan.
Yeah.
So either you can do the monochromatic, like she said,
mm-hmm.
or you can throw in different colors. And then you can do a big scarf. You know, like the big oversized scarf
that
you can over pull it over your head
and
make it cute. And then put on a belt. Belts always like accentuate you and pull you in.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice thick tights, leggings, and a nice knee boot. And there you go. Throw some mittens on. And
I like that. That sounds like
nice
like a good day look.
Yeah.
Like a every, like, you know,
and
also
you can even wear it to work. You can wear that to work.
Yeah.
You can pull it over your head, and when you go outside, even if you have to put on your jacket if it's like really, really cold, like, you know, throw on another jacket. But this, you know, that's nice and cute and layered and still fashionable. Throw on a nice big belt or skinny belt, depending on, you know, the sweater or how your shape is. And, you know, just layer on some thin knit sweaters if you don't want to look too big.
Okay.
Or the ponchos.
Oh, yeah, those are really popular.
Yeah,
like once I've seen ones where it's just, there's not even armholes. You just throw them all. It's
kind
of like a big scarf. And
oh,
like
really?
Poncho.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I must really be old.
Yeah. Throw in a nice. I've seen so many nice ponchos and wraps. I love a wrap.
Yeah.
A wrap.
I have one wrap and I love it.
So elegant. Oh, just throw on some shades.
Yeah.
Just dynasty all the way. I love
that. Dynasty
nice,
all the way.
Yes. A nice wrap or a poncho. Put a belt on it. With some jeans and an ankle boot or a knee boot or something like that. Everyone is doing the thigh high.
I need to take you
boot.
Home with me.
Yeah. That's what you do. And you can always just add things on. If you have a poncho that doesn't come with a hood, you can get the big, the cow neck scarf.
Yeah.
And just add it on and throw it over, pull it over your head. And just make, I love winter fashion because you can be so creative. And you can add so many different layers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you do look a little puffy, people really don't care. Everyone is too cold to be worried about how big you look. But if you
That's
worry about
true.
How big I am, you have issues. You need to be
true,
worried
true.
About other stuff.
You should be worried about how to stay warm.
Right. The earmuffs. And then you can have, like, big furry hats. And the, not even the hat, the other, the ear warmer.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
I like those, too.
Yeah. I'm
and those
about,
are super cute.
Right, I'm all about being a girly girl.
Yeah.
So anything that's girly that you can add on and no one's judging you because I would wear it in the summertime. But, you know, people would judge me if I wore it in the summertime. But, yeah.
You just sweat.
Right. But I just love the way it looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look like a ski bunny. So that's...
That's so funny.
Boots too. Yeah, definitely. Sweaters, layer, ponchos, wraps. These are your essentials that you can get. Definitely the cape coats. I love cape coats.
Yeah, that's so great.
A nice cape coat. Amazing. Gloves. Get gloves. Long leather gloves, short gloves, rider, like driving gloves. Gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So basically everything can be an accessory.
Yeah.
And just make it work.
Exactly.
You know, just your own style and just make pull it together, make it work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, like, you know, people like want to still dress girly, and in the winter it's a little harder.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, I know both of us we own a lot of dresses
mm-hmm.
and skirts, and
mm-hmm.
I usually think they're a little too summery
mm-hmm.
to wear in the winter. But do you have like any way to combat that? That you can wear like your summer skirts and dresses in the winter.
You can definitely wear your summer because color. People always tend to throw your color away in the winter time. You don't have to throw your color away. Just add on. Now I wouldn't say bust outside with the big neon green dress with some white sandals, but you can don't do that. But proceed with caution. You can wear that same neon green dress, throw on a black leather jacket, and throw on your leather knee-high boots.
I can see that.
And stuff like that. Or and throw some like scarves and stuff over it. Or, you know, with the dresses, just throw a blazer on with
mm-hmm.
it. Throw a sweater on with it. The thing about dresses, you can always add things to it.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, when I do my article in today's Black Women's Magazine, this is the remix, I always grab a dress, like, especially an A-line dress. An A-line dress looks great on every body type. If you are curvy and you have hips, it gives you shape. If you don't have shape and you're very straight and rectangular, it gives you an illusion of shape. So, like, from size 0 to 24, an A-line dress or A-line skirt is key.
Okay.
So, if you have, a colorful summer A-line dress, you can throw so many different things on with it. You can actually throw your poncho and your wrap on with that and belt it.
I can
and
see that, yeah.
So, it looks really cute.
And it adds to the shaping of your,
Exactly. yeah, then you look, you know, real glamorous and sophisticated. You can throw on a leather jacket. You can throw on a fur jacket, you, like a little crop fur jacket. Mm-hmm. You can throw on a blazer. You can throw on so many different things. You can turn that dress into just a skirt. Just utilize the bottom.
Yeah.
Or just have the dress and
throw. I do that a lot.
Especially if you have like a sleeveless like shift dress,
mm-hmm.
throw a turtleneck underneath it. Throw a shirt, a button-up shirt underneath it with a nice big necklace and things like that. You can definitely turn a summer piece into a summer skirt dress into something winter.
You just gave me like a few aha.
I know.
But
I was just like, oh, your maxi dresses
yeah.
with leather jackets. I love a maxi dress with a leather jacket and some little leather boots or something like that, or a pump or something like that. You can all, there's so many different things. Like you can recycle your summer clothes can go throughout the whole year.
Just kind of piggybacking on that, as you were talking, the first thing that popped up in my mind is that the whole white myth,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you shouldn't wear white after Labor Day. Like, it, does that still exist, or was that just in my own?
No. If you are a daring fashionista, it's a myth. Because you should be able to wear white anytime.
White, yeah. Right.
You just need to know the right white. Like, there's a winter white, and, you know, you can do creams and stuff like that. You can still wear white after Labor Day and wear it in wintertime. I did see a woman the other day who she had, I guess she was definitely like, it's a myth, and she's going to wear her white boots.
Right.
But they were the wrong white boots.
Yeah.
They were clearly summer white boots. So it was just like, leave those in the house. They don't come out. So you just have to find the right white. But you can wear white all year round.
Okay.
I believe in wearing white all year
round. Because I have a pair of pants that I'm always, I really want to get to that. But it's like, I never do it because I feel like, you know, it just, like it's wrong. I don't know why. And I'm not really one for trends. But for whatever reason, I'm afraid that, you know what, it's just not the right time.
No, you can wear it.
Yeah.
You can wear it. You just have to pair it right. Add different colors. Put a cobalt blue blazer with it.
Yeah.
You know, just add different things with it. You can wear all white if you want to. You know, it doesn't really matter.
As long as it doesn't look like summery.
Right.
That's
key.
Right.
Like,
that's key.
As long as it doesn't look summery. Like, as long as you don't have like a flowy linen white suit on and it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
She going on a cruise and it's snowing outside. Maybe not. Yeah.
And so we just have one last thing that we just wanted to ask her. So for the listeners out there that are interested in getting into this, into the fashion industry, whether it be styling, maybe an editor in a magazine or, you know, any aspect of fashion, leave us with like a tip, like, you know, it could be a general tip or anything specific or anything that comes to your mind that you could kind of leave the audience with, and then we can maybe pick up in the next show.
So basically you want to know my idea of advice for an aspiring stylist.
Yes, anything that comes to mind, you know, because we don't have like a specific question.
Okay.
So, you know, for our Ask Chetani segment, I'm just mm-hmm. thinking, well, maybe you can just kind of throw something out there that listeners or, you know, even personal viewers can kind of like meditate on. And when we come back, we can kind of like sort of, does
mm-hmm.
that make sense what I'm saying? Like, you know, kind of just.
Yeah, it's like a quick tip, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So a quick tip for a designer. If you want to be a fashion designer, whether it's men's fashion or women's fashion, my suggestion is to definitely research other designers that are successful and take a note from how they structure their designs, especially like a Michael Kors or Donna Karan, who've been in the industry for a very, very long time. The thing that a lot of new designers that I realize is an issue where it makes their design, their collection struggle is there's no cohesion in their mm-hmm. designs.
Okay.
And cohesion is definitely a big thing as a designer that you need to have. And when I say cohesion, meaning if you have a denim line, and you make denims, and you make like denim jeans, denim jackets, t-shirts and stuff like that. Keep it within the realm of denim, t-shirts, jackets, shorts, skirts, whatever.
Right.
Don't do a denim jacket, denim pants or whatever, and then throw a ball gown in there or a sequence cocktail dress.
That's true.
And then, because I've seen shows like that, and it's like, there's no cohesion. And it's like, don't give me gowns and then give me a t-shirt line within your show. Like, that is...
It throws you off. It's wait, what just did you miss?
Yeah, because it's like, it doesn't tell... First of all, if you are doing a fashion show and you invited buyers or editors to your event, we don't know who your client is.
Right.
We don't know who you're catering to. So we don't know what your demographic is, what's your age range. We don't know. So we don't even know how to sell your brand.
So
because
you just confused everyone.
Right, you just confused. So because now, do I have to put you in separate sections of the store?
Right.
I have to put you over here with the more mature, sophisticated lady. Now I'm putting you over here with the younger kids. Have cohesion in your collection. Definitely have cohesion. And then, you know, invest in the manufacturing of your clothes. Because a lot of times, I know that it's super expensive to get samples made. And I know it's super expensive to, you know, go into mass production. But when you present samples and you present your collections to either buyers or designers, I mean, not designers, buyers or editors or whatever, mm-hmm. we look at the quality of the clothing
right.
and the finish. So even if you have to take a class on how to finish, you know, the finished product
right.
of the clothing so it can look good.
Right, the details.
The details. If, even if you have to do a class to be able to do it yourself by hand, or if you have to invest in that machine that does the finish, then do it, because it will pay you back in the long run as far as, you know, getting your designs to the next level
yeah.
or getting it seen. Because even if you could have an amazing idea, if the production is not good, I can't use it.
Yeah.
Because especially like you, I would love to put new designers on my celebrity clients,
mm-hmm.
but I can't bring them something
that's
unfinished.
Not quality.
Right.
Right.
And I feel bad because I know a lot of different designers and they, oh, you should use myself. And it's like, you know, I just know that you can't afford right now to have mass production or have these people, you know, license it out to be
right.
made, but it's just, you have to really, you know, make sure that your production is impeccable. You have to make sure that your collection is cohesive and that it makes sense.
That makes total sense. And I'm thinking that in situations like that, maybe you need to make your collection smaller so that you
can... Right, a capsule collection.
Right, and so this way you can pay attention to those details and you know, and make sure that they are finished works of art
exactly.
as opposed to having a big collection and
right.
a bunch of stuff that just
all over
right.
the place. Right, that doesn't make sense. It's all over the place. And it's like, you know, quality over quantity.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would prefer to come to a show where you have 10 amazing pieces than 50 pieces that's like, I
yeah.
don't know. So it's, you know, quality over quantity. You know, make it small,
mm-hmm.
like she said, or, you know, just really invest in your craft.
Yeah.
Get the machines. Take a sewing class or to be able to hand stitch it and make it, you know, impeccable. If you do things with gluing or if you make jewelry, make sure that it's, you know, it looks finished
yeah.
and looks polished and things like that. And
that's all part of being a professional.
Right.
Yes.
And you will go so much further and, you know, just make it cohesive. That way we know what your ideas. And I know sometimes it's hard to edit because you have so many great ideas
yeah.
and you want to do so many things, but that becomes confusing. So pick something, go with it, let that be your show, and then move to the next.
Yeah.
And then if you want to add on, like Donna Karen has DKNY, well, now not no more, she sold it, but she had DKNY, she had Donna Karen collection, she had different aspects
yeah,
of her collection, you know, for different things.
Yeah.
So that's what you do.
I love that. That was pretty cool. Okay, guys, so that's it for Shetanya. For those of you that have genuine questions that you would like to ask, please
mm-hmm.
let us know. And, you know, she's here to answer anything from business to what to wear to, you know, what's in style, what not to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here. And, you know, we're hoping that this this segment will really help a lot of people. So, you know what? Take advantage of it. Feel free to, you know, ask on Shetanya's, any of her social media forums.
Mm-hmm.
Her handle is at, here I go again, at Shetanya
mm-hmm.
Ami. And then you can also do it on eClad, which is at eClad1. Or you can shoot us email. The information is on our blogs. And on our website, and we can, you know, we'll address any of those questions mm-hmm. on the next show.
You can call in, whatever.
Yeah. So again, Chitani, go ahead and tell them where they can find you.
You can find me. You can find me at Chitania Me on Instagram, at Chitania on Twitter, which I'm really, really on Twitter, but mostly if I'm on Twitter, it's Twitter and Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram anytime. You can always leave me a comment, direct message me, ask me a question, whatever. That's where I'm always at.
Okay. And we can find you every second Wednesday.
That's right.
Have a touch at, too.
Well, importantly, I hope that you get that. Good catch.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for another awesome little segment.
Of course. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll be talking about the designer feature, news, and events for this week.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences. Conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Welcome back, guys. So we have our designer features right here in front of you. It's the Le Capri small clutch. Yes, I didn't know if it like so just like Capri or you know it's like fancy like Le Capri.
Yeah.
Small clutch by Doreen Hakeem, and it is right here in front of us. We have it in noir or cream. Cream is over here.
Yes, and then
noir,
the black. Yes,
is over there, and so. They are made of fine Italian cowhide, and they're embossed. Let me grab one here so I can hold it up for you guys. It has a hand-hammered face. It's just cute. It goes with both of our outfits, the ones we're holding.
Oh, actually. Look at that!
Yeah, and so, you know, it has the brass hand-hammered face right here, and, you know, it has a hidden magnet enclosure. Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's hidden. It has all the little details, which make it so cool. Silk satin on the inside, mm-hmm. nice and hot pink, and it's handmade, which is always great. So it's about, you know, 10 inches, a little more than 10 inches wide.
Yeah.
So it's a good size clutch. This will be like your hold-all clutch if you're going to an event or just, you know, going out with friends, and you can get it at eClad.com.
Of course you can. And yeah, like Kayla said, it's a great size. It's not too big and it's not too small. It can fit all your essentials, and it's just neat and cute, and you can just, you know, walk around with it. Pick it up at eClad.com. Okay, guys, so we're going to jump right into the news. Today, David Yurman opens his first Hawaii store. It's a 1,940 square foot boutique located in the Ala Moana Center in Honolulu. The company has 43 retail locations in the U.S. and 362 worldwide.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, because I wouldn't expect it to be in Hawaii.
I know. It's so international, cool. But not real, because they're, you know, of course, they're a U.S. state, but you know.
Because you think Hawaii, you know, with the beach and everything,
yes.
Wearing, like, fancy jewelry, but that's cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in other news for the 2015 holiday season, UGG has secured the number 2 spot for most search term, and then UGG is the number 9th. And the Classic Luxe collection was introduced at Marquesa's New York Fashion Week show. So it's, you know, a sleeker, slimmer silhouette. And, you know, it's also, you know, one of the most sought-after items this holiday season, according to Experian, which I agree with. I always wanted Uggs for Christmas and past years. And I got a pair that's, like, very sleek and, like, smaller than, like, the big puffy ones, which are also very warm and nice, too.
I love them. Uggs are, like, one of my favorite things to have for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Keep you warm if you're warm.
It's still stylish.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and so in other news, retailers hired 5% fewer workers in November. The Bureau of Labor Statistics indicated retail hiring rose by 394,100. last month. The weakest pace for the month since November of 2011, when retail employment increased by 390,600. October retail hiring growth was lowered to 210,400 from 214,500. I know, a lot of numbers, so I hope you guys are catching that. The retail sector requires constant recruiting because of turnover. Retailers, on average, add about 150,000 workers a year. So although there's been these significant losses, the retail business basically is just, it's a constant turnaround. So people are always being hired as people leave, a revolving door. So it's kind of good and bad news all in one.
Yeah, exactly. And for those in New York, this one's interesting. Lord & Taylor has received the top honor of design, which is Retail Magazine's Winning Windows Award for its 2015 Holiday Window Display. And Design Retail kind of honors the top three Manhattan retailers for their excellence in window design, and they base it on originality and creativity, spirit of the season, and the technical aspects of execution. So Lord & Taylor's windows this year, I haven't seen them. I'm going to see them Friday. And I totally agree with this because I went and saw them last year, and I thought Lauren Taylor was better than Macy's.
I thought last year. I didn't get to see this year. I agree with you. Totally.
I really think that they're kind of underrated, so I'm glad this came out, that they won this. So.
Yeah, and they're super beautiful. It's like you can see, when you go, you're like awed by
what they... Yeah, like really tiny, intricate parts to it, which is cool. You can stand there for like a good 10 minutes and just stare at them.
Picking out all the little things. Yeah.
So this year, they have four animated scenes, which is cool. A Gingerbread Kingdom, a Holiday Countdown, a Cuckoo Clock, and a Sweet Shop, and they get about 500,000 passerbys daily.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. So it's the 78th annual window display for them, and it's going to be on display until early January.
Cool.
Still have time to see it.
Yeah, we should go check that out. Okay, so Dove Charney hopes to buy back bankrupt American Apparel. So Charney lost his 42% stake in American Apparel, held as collateral by New York hedge fund Standard General, along with the holdings of other shareholders, since filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in October. According to the announcement, Charney investors and industry executives are exploring plans to develop a value-maximizing solution for the company. Its thousands of manufacturing, retail, administrative, and creative employees, its customers, as well as the Los Angeles community. Time may be running out, though, for Cheney. American Apparel's unpaid creditors have until January 7 to vote on the company's bankruptcy plan. Charney founded the Teen Apparel Retail Company in 1989. Time may be running out, though, for Cheney. And so I hope that he kind of figures out a plan of what
American
he
Apparel.
I love American Apparel, so that's terrible news. So hopefully
on the opposite end, Express is doing extremely well. So because that's good for them. In quarter three profits, they jumped 80% for their third quarter profit, and they reported a profit of $26.3 million. So that's 31 cents a share, whereas last year it was $14.6 million or 17 cents a share. So that's almost double.
Yeah,
and so it climbed 9.8% to $546.6 million.
All these numbers, right?
I know. I'm trying to wrap my brain around, but that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Basically. And other stores that were really kind of, you can compare them to, were up 6% to $83.8 million. So kind of a good jump for some, businesses.
Yeah.
And Express expects to earn 1.38 to 1.42 a share, up from its earlier predictions of 1.3 and 1.37. So expect the fourth quarter profit to go up.
Wow, that's actually amazing news, because every time we do this, it's always
the opposite.
It's always the opposite. So anytime we get little pieces of information that's positive, it's like, win for the retail industry. Okay, so we're going to jump into the events. Tastemaker Thursday. It's art, fashion, and music collective.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it lately, so...
Okay, so guys, let me just tell you. Kaylin is the it girl. She knows all the events and everything that's going on in New York City. I'm just I just read about this stuff and I tell you about it, but she actually knows and goes.
Yes. No,
so you've attended those?
No, I haven't attended it, but I heard about it last week, actually. And I guess it's every Thursday, and they have a new location at the Open House Cocktail Lounge on Houston Street.
Okay.
So it's cool. You can continue with it if you want.
Okay.
But yeah, I've just been a little buzz lately because it's every Thursday, which is cool. It's like a reoccurring
Thursdays
event.
Are really, and here in the city anyway, Wednesdays, Thursdays are really big days
here.
Okay, so Tastemaker Thursday combines the three worlds of art, fashion, and music collide with true industry trendsetters. tastemakers and influencers in one location. Amazing graffiti. Oh, I love graffiti art. And street art from some of the most prolific artists in New York City will be on display. There will be an urban fashion show that includes Life Capsule, Dank New York City, or Dank NYC, Life Shop, Spray Ground, 718 Cyclery, and Pocket Rocket Apparel. Sounds by Z-Boy, and live performances by Dr. Breakfast, Peter Rowe, Super Helpful BK, and Ari Dixon. I'm assuming that these are some really cool people.
I mean, I think a lot of people like, because it's like, you know, art, fashion, and music. So it's so many people are from all those fields in New York that all combined, this is like a huge event.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, another huge event that I would totally go to, I hope I go.
Yeah.
It's $25, but it's the Winter Antique Show. Yeah, it's not bad. It's from January 22nd to the 31st. It's a little early, but you know, you got to get your tickets before they sell out. So I can let you know really ahead of time. And it's at the Park Avenue Armory. And there will be 73 exhibitors, so a ton of stuff. And all the products are vetted before just to make sure they're authentic. And, you know, they're actually antique pieces and that they're in good condition. So, you know, it really combines all of the best antiques, I would say, in one spot. So if you're a collector, dealer, an interior designer,
you might just find something really interesting.
Exactly. And I think the coolest part is all ticket sales go to the East Side House Settlement.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they help people in the South Bronx, like, use education and technology to, you know, get out of poverty. So
all for good cause.
Yeah, charitable antique show.
Love it. Love the concept. Okay, so lastly, we have Freelancer and Small Business Holiday Party. So this is hosted by People Per Hour on Thursday, December 10th, 2015, because we are in 2015. Okay, and so it starts from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's perfect for you other entrepreneurs and freelancers out there that don't have a company holiday party. I really love this concept.
Yeah.
See, Kaylin put this part together, so I'm just, as I'm reading it, I'm learning about it as I go. I love this. So it's perfect for entrepreneurs that, you know, and freelancers that aren't having a holiday party, and it's a great way for you all to come together and celebrate the season together.
Because every other company, you see people at cool holiday parties, and if you're a freelancer entrepreneur, you don't get that. So it's a cool opportunity.
I love that. I love that. So join the NYC Freelancer and Small Business Community as they'll have holiday-themed activities, drinks, and great networking. So, you know, all these events, we will post it on our website. So, you know, if you're lost or don't know where to find it, you can find it on our site and, you know, take advantage. And so I think that's all that we have for today. Yay! Well, no, boom, it's over, but yay, it was a great show. Yeah. And so I guess that's it from Kaylin and myself. Remember, guys, love life and wear it well. Have a good night, guys.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.